January 22nd. Lord Byron's relationships. On this day in 1788, George Gordon Byron, known as Lord Byron, was born. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know, the famous summation of Lady Caroline Lamb appears to have been pretty accurate. Most literature about Byron tends to list a lot of people of both sexes whom he met, followed by the words, with whom he had an affair. Such people included school friends at Harrow, servant girls, his close relations, society ladies, the poet Shelley, other men's wives, and, when 9 years old at his mother's house, a free Scotch girl called Mary Gray, who used to come to bed to him and play tricks with his person. In spite of, or perhaps because of all this, Byron wrote some amazing poetry. He died in Greece aged only 36, an adventurer to the last. This piece of his is said to have been inspired by meeting and falling in love with a beautiful widow at a ball. Her black silk dress was set with diamonds and spangles. It's called She Walks in Beauty. She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. Thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies, one shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, so eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. I think that's a beautiful poem. Today I reflect on the good in people rather than in their faults.